It's sometimes said that a person truly dies the last time that person's name is said aloud. For families with service members missing in action or who were prisoners of war, the names of loved ones may be remembered, but where their remains may rest can be unknown. Finding them is the duty of the Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency. It's often painstakingly slow, and after one set of remains is identified, there's a huge list waiting for the same outcome. I sat down recently with now-retired Army Captain Philip Cooper. He finished his military career in Hawaii at the agency. We talked about the process of locating remains and whether any have priority.
So in terms of finding prioritization, it's kind of based on a lot of factors. A lot of it's based on evidence and how much we know about the case. Along with that, we have weather, terrain, logistical challenges, accessibility to the sites. There's a lot of variables that go into trying to prioritize cases.
It's based on, I take it, more information that you have about them. That shoots them up higher on the list of priorities. And yet every person who is missing is someone that you will eventually chase down.
Oh, we hope to find everybody, obviously.
If you can.
If we can, yeah. And, you know, I'm not too involved with the prioritization of the cases, but it's definitely, like I said, a lot of variables in terms of trying to find out which cases we're going to pursue first.
When you get one that meets the criteria for we're going to go do this now, what does that look like from the point where you get that information? What do you do next?
So at the point that I get a case in order to they say we're going to send you to go and excavate, I'll have a team set up and I have basically four. I have a team sergeant and two recovery NCOs, and then I'll get a number of other specialized team members, and we'll all get together. We'll make a plan in order to kind of best way to excavate or attack this case in terms of excavation. And we have an anthropologist who's the specialist or an archaeologist who is the specialist for excavation on site. So they're really the primary team member for the excavation, and I go to them a lot and try and try and figure out how best we're gonna excavate the site.
Is there an average time that you're willing to spend on a case, or is it simply a matter that you keep moving on that case until you complete it and then you move on to the next one?
So the we're trying to get the fullest possible accountability of all of our service members, and the identification from the time of we're going to go investigate this case to the time of excavation and identification, it could take years. And we're trying to go for the fullest possible accountability of these service members. We just hope to find as much as we can, as much evidence as we can, and as many and identify as many remains as we can.
Once you do identify someone, then what happens?
Well, the casualty assistant office will be notified, and obviously the family members that are related to that particular service member, if we have those service or those family members on file, then obviously they're contacted, and those service members are then given their full burial rights, and it's pretty amazing.
And it's one more that you're able to cross off a very important and lengthy list.
Exactly.
With what you do, are you ever surprised at who knows about your agency and who doesn't?
Yeah, we were talking earlier, and I think when I told you, I didn't really know about this assignment until I actually started researching it after I got it. And that was after being 7 years in the military. I didn't even know about this agency. So
you were kind of a poster child for those who didn't.
Exactly.
At least those in the military.
And I don't know what that says. I don't know what that says about me. But I didn't know about it until I started researching it, and I thought the mission was great. I was really excited about it, and it really was a great way to end my career. So it's amazing, and I think it's definitely good to get out the word about our agency, and we have a lot of support here in Hawaii, and through the obviously through this, I think we can get a lot more word out about what we do, and it's pretty amazing. So
Is there more support, as you mentioned, because this is here in Hawaii, that people might have a sensitivity to it? And if so, what would you like to see leveraged from that understanding into a greater awareness of your agency?
Well, I think the biggest thing is kind of making sure that we never forget. And being that our teams are here in Hawaii, we also have our headquarters in Washington, D.C. You know, there's a lot of awareness more so now, I think, about our agency. But really, it's maintaining the awareness and never forgetting about our missing in action service members. You know, as we go into Memorial Day weekend, it's definitely important that we remember those who served and gave that full sacrifice. And we're always going to continue pursuing them until they're home. I think that's the biggest takeaway.
And many people may remember that there was recently a Korean service member who was brought back a couple months ago.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like I said, I think this year, so far, somewhere around probably about 50 service members maybe been identified based on the list that I've just seen. So there's definitely a lot of progress being made by the agency, and they're doing as best they can, and it's pretty amazing to see the progress. And really, it's very rewarding when the families, when they're identified and the families are very thankful. It's so rewarding.
For them to know what happened and also to be able to see a family member recognized.
Exactly.
Bottom line on this Memorial Day, never forget, always pursue, and you'll keep working through that list as diligently and as quickly as you can. We wish you all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in. Philip Cooper is a recently retired U.S. Army officer. His final assignment was as a team leader with the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency at Joint Base Pearl Harbor-Hickam.